Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Well, good morning, good morning. It's your old pal Cousin Zach sitting in for Luis J. Gomez, who is out on the road currently at Nashville. So we're running the show today. To my right, my favorite co-host in the world, Chris from Brooklyn.
What's up, buddy?
Good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Feeling great.
It's going to be a great day.
Yeah.
We have two wonderful guests, two gentlemen who are no stranger to the show. From the Wrestle Roast podcast, we got Scott Chaplin.
What's up, buddy?
Good morning. Thank you for being here. And from an upcoming podcast, Men Are Talking, that he's promoting, even though it hasn't happened yet.
Even though he's not a man.
It's conceptual. Wow. It's right out of the gate, this motherfucker wants. He's got beef. Chris Fag has got beef with me.
Hey.
We don't use words like that on this show.
We don't use Fag? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Beef.
Anthony was excited because he thought there would be beef here.
There is beef.
We got Anthony Zenhauser. How you doing, buddy?
Hey.
Thank you for joining us.
And isn't it a lovely morning?
Isn't it a lovely morning, ladies and gentlemen?
Up yours, nigger.
Well, good morning. Yeah, wow, that's better than a cup of coffee,
okay,
huh?
Good, yeah. Can't use that word here.
I am very excited for today's show. Did you guys see Cop shot a kid today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Finally.
A kid playing with a water gun.
Now, here. I'm very excited to talk about this because I saw the same headline you did. Cops shoot a boy playing with a water gun.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen this?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's I right.
Anthony, Chris,
I can see it
was at like 1:30 in the morning, right?
Uh huh.
But it was also very hot. I don't know what happened.
Okay,
did he paint it and try to rob a guy secretly?
No. To be fair, the cop was one of the aliens from Signs.
Oh so no! It's even worse though. So the cop, I do know,
it was one
Boom.
Of the zombies from Zombies.
The
Ate
cop
My Neighbors.
Was off duty.
And if a drop of water touches him, he goes.
The cop was off duty,
uh-huh.
Right? Cop shoots the kid with the water gun. Cop goes to work, like checks in at 5 in the morning, clocks in.
Oh, so this is like a straight up murder.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
The classic murder.
Also.
Murder,
The mother couldn't identify the kid.
Yes, because that's how bad this man shot him.
That's how good the guy shot him. He's a good shot.
So this guy basically just murdered a kid and then went to work the next morning.
Okay. Not advocating murder.
Zach.
But.
No, I'm not.
No, where's the but?
There is no but.
However,
misleading headline. It was you think water pistol or like, right?
Yeah.
It was one of those Orbeez guns.
A what?
It's an Orbeez gun.
That's that roast beef sandwich gun, right?
It's my favorite restaurant, Orbeez.
Yeah.
Shannon, if you could bring it up, they're the guns that shoot little pellets that explode. They're made of water.
doesn't sound right. Yeah, but still, you think that's a fucking gun from where? From Mars?
I mean,
different versions of them look. They're not loaded like that. They're like loaded from the back.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
No, that one looks the most like a gun. Well, that one. I mean, considering that I interviewed a guy who had a drum clip on a fucking handgun,
yeah.
I guess that's fucking reasonable.
So
but.
Apparently, yeah, it was early in the morning. The kids said the family says the kids were having a water gun fight.
The whole block was having
the whole block was having
fight.
A water gun fight, and this kid was shooting out a car window. And I guess the cops saw him and shot him.
Yeah.
More to cut. Shannon, is there any developing?
This is the Bronx, right?
It's the Bronx.
It's
this
not.
Morning.
It wasn't a cop. It was a correctioned officer.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, and he's also getting charged for having an illegal gun.
Oh yeah, I mean this is pretty bad. This is not looking good for this guy.
Yes, I thank you, Shannon. That was an important detail.
I just pictured the kid being charged for you're not allowed to have that kind of water gun.
Okay, that's another thing.
And
you're not allowed to have those in New York.
Really?
Those are illegal in New York.
Mm. Yes. Well, I mean, and that's a moot point, though.
Yeah.
Because he has no face.
Yeah.
I guess, get an idea if they wanted.
Dude, I wonder if cops think that like that the red guns and you see a red or blue gun that it's just the black guy matching it with his sneakers.
This is another reason that like kids shouldn't be raised in cities. It sucks. It's like cities are bad for kids because everybody lives on top of each other. So then when you act like a kid, people go, "Hey, this is my property you're being a kid on," and they kill you.
I mean,
opposed to like when you're a kid in the suburbs, you go to the woods and set the entire fucking thing on fire, fuck a frog to death, like you do whatever you want.
Whoa.
And you can do it. You can be a kid in the suburbs. You're free to fuck around, you know?
Mm. Here, you have an interesting childhood.
Yeah. No, you can't fuck around in the city though.
Well,
fucking around in the city is being a public disturbance. You don't get to have fun as a kid.
It's bullshit. I used to fuck around, but fairly violent things happened that like were narrow escapes when I was a kid. Like,
See,
crazy lady that didn't want us on the swings at night came out and chased us all with razor blades fairly often. And then we broke into one of the factories on the block because you do. And then an Asian man chased us with a machete once.
Things happen. That's a scary chase.
Yeah.
When you say chased you with a razor blade, like just like a straight razor?
She came out with like a box cutter and then like another like regular razor and just she was an old lady. She wasn't catching us, but it was pretty creepy. And then she would
Are you sure she didn't just want to shave you guys?
You just wanted to make jack-o'-lanterns.
She did start smearing peanut butter and jelly on the swings so that nobody would use them. But those swings were gone every couple of months anyway. We would get new swings, and then somebody would train pit bulls on the swings for a week. They'd be all bit up, and then a homeless guy would invariably shimmy up the pole and steal the chains. Because all the scrap yards were right by my house, so they would just go turn them right in.
Boom, see?
How do you train a pit bull on swings?
You throw the swing at the pit bull's face, and it attacks it and fucking...
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. That's what you ever notice, like, a rubber swing is all bit up? It's because people are training pit bulls on them.
No, I never noticed. I thought it was just retarded kids around there.
I thought that's just how you keep your kid with Down syndrome busy for a while.
They're not all by those schools, you know?
All right, Chad, is there anything I'm missing from this? It's a corrections officer. He went to, did he work at a shooting range?
Yes.
And he clocked into work.
45 minutes later.
So he shot the kid, didn't stay to fill out paperwork?
That's what it appears, that he left and then just checked into work. And I have a picture of the kid if you want to see. He's 18.
After he got shot? Oh. Yeah, I'd shoot.
He looks pretty young. Jesus, that's a modern picture of him?
I don't know. It's the only picture they
have. That's the only one.
Yeah.
I mean, that looks younger than 18.
Oh, yeah. 18 is young, though. You see 18-year-olds now, you're like, holy shit, man. At least since the pandemic, every show I go
to. You gotta tuck your cock in your fucking waistband.
You know what it is? Every white guy now is with a gun wants to be that hero that's going in to stop the shooter. You know, after like we've had a couple of good runs the last few weeks.
That kid was swatted out.
Been two.
That kid was swatted out, and just to see him walk in and immediately, how good was the guy that shot him?
Really, crack shot
from what? Like they said, it was like
400 yards away.
That's insane.
Shot him,
and it was a water pistol that killed him. That mass shooter was one of the aliens from Signs,
or one of the zombies from Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Yeah, I mean, well, the autopsy hasn't come back.
No, I think it was 40 yards away, and he shot him. He hit 8 out of 10 shots. The other two killed a couple of kids.
Yeah,
next to him, but those 8 shots really fucking stopped that dude.
Omelet eggs. He just fell funny.
So you trying to make me hungry? You're just trying to relate to
the picture
food
of
terms?
That guy. He really fell. He fell in a nerdy, funny way.
Yeah, it was great. He lived. He lived. Wait, like he died like he lived.
Chad, can you? You know what I'm talking about? There was a guy. I think he killed two people.
Yeah, he killed two people, right?
And then a guy who was not supposed to have a gun, by the way, in that mall.
A lot of places in the South just have signs: "Please don't bring your gun in here." Like, which is very strange, or just like places where you're allowed to open carry.
Yeah, but it's kind of like when people say, "Please don't bring your dog in," but you know, you just like kind of hold it kindly in your hand.
Keep your gun in the bag.
You can't have your dog here, and you go, "He's fine." You go, "Okay."
It's a service gun.
Yeah, it's a yeah, exactly.
Keep your gun. I get panic attacks.
Feel comfortable
unless I have my gun.
So this CIA sleeper cell.
Is this it?
Can you put the Benny Hill music over it, please?
I don't know if I'm picking up.
No, it's like a little nerdy white dude, and he's got a bunch of shit. 80.
Oh, is that the knife? Is that the guy who dies with the knife to the neck?
Yeah, that's the jugular stab.
Oh, is that the mall fight in Australia? Oh, yeah. Let's watch that. That's on our sheet. A brawl broke out in an Australian mall, and a guy got his throat slit. Let's see it.
Pretty crazy.
Not even. They stabbed. He just jabbed him in the jugular, and that was all he had to do.
Oh, no.
King Haku's about to get it, dude.
Oh, no.
I saw this.
Oh, can we... Is there sound?
Oh, man.
Your knife?
A fucking knife?
That's not a knife.
Score a knife.
Not Spielberg taking this, huh? Oh. All right, come on, buddy.
No, don't. What are you doing? Pal. He's bleeding on his neck.
It's not even that. That's the guy.
No, it's the other guy. Look, watch. See? What? What?
Watch
and
this.
And then. Uh-oh.
No, he's going to die.
He's done.
I think I'm all right.
That's the most blood.
Yeah, oh, God.
That's a
major, major artery.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You haven't seen that yet?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
G'day. Wow. I know.
Another lazy brown guy.
Wow. Well, it was shot vertically, so I would assume an Abbo had the camera. wow, that was so much.
Yeah, I think that's a dead guy. I think we just watched a guy die, right?
Yeah, that guy died.
Oh, wow.
He died.
I didn't know we were going to see that.
So much blood.
I did not expect that.
It's just buckets.
How crazy
blood.
Is that he was just like, I think I'm all right, and then it just whoosh.
Yeah.
Dude. That's he knew he was all right for 1 second. Then he's like, I'm not all right.
Yeah.
I'm not all right. I'm going to fucking
Then it just becomes fainting, right? Then you're just fainting.
Yeah, but dying.
But you're dead.
But you're like, wow, what's all that?
And in hell because you're from Australia. It sucks.
They call that a walkabout.
You have to go to hell, but you go the opposite way down.
I mean, I don't understand why all these guys were walking towards that knife. I mean, you saw the video a couple weeks ago of the guy... Go ahead, shoot me, pussy. And the guy's like holding the gun down, and the guy's like, please stop. And he just goes, come on, shoot me, pussy. And the guy finally just goes, and drops the dude. It was like two nerds.
Jeez Louise.
They were really, they were leading with their throats. They were running at him neck first.
Yeah, that's like a calling someone's bluff. They did not believe him.
Is Australia fucking hardcore like that? Yeah, I guess so.
I think everywhere is at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, somebody.
Yeah, I just don't think people understand that a knife, how dangerous a knife really can be. If it just hits you in the right spot, you're done. I mean, you might get a little cut, maybe, like, oh, he stabbed me in the arm. No, if he gets you in the right place, you're done.
That was a big knife, though. That was like from Aladdin.
Can we see it again?
Cut to a
it had like
crocodile dungeon.
Curves to it.
By the way, is this mall closed?
Yeah, it looks closed.
Yeah, when a knife fight breaks out, they tend to close everything up.
They close the whole mall down because those guys...
They're actually singing campus. Right now. This is like West Side Story, but since they're Australian, you can't tell it's a song.
That was a good...
Yeah, that is a pretty big...
It's a long knife, man.
Oh.
Why are they...
Damn, man.
God, he's like, all right, I'm all right. Check yourself, mate.
That's how fast.
You're all right.
That's how
You're
fast.
You're doing all right. All right. Hold on.
It's crazy that he's just like...
Who turned the lights out?
I think I'm going to go. It is crazy that he's like, well, might go home now. Take a little nap. Maybe just right here.
Take a kip.
All right.
How you doing?
Does anyone else get angels playing didgeridoo?
I got stabbed with a knife.
Wow, that was fucking too much for the morning.
That's coffee.
Wow.
Yeah.
Between your casual N-word and that really woke me up.
See, he walked towards it because he thought it was a spoon. I know.
What?
He thought it was a spoon.
Oh, he had never played knifey spoonie before.
Never, once. First time.
We're going to do the whole episode. I don't give a shit.
He never heard a knifey spoonie?
Yeah, he could have gotten a booting. You know what I mean?
Call that a woozle wazzle.
My dang wanger.
Good for them.
All right. I want to see this. So let's play a little game I like to call Guess the Ethnicity.
Okay.
Two families have massive brawl at Disney World.
Black.
I saw this already, and it was black, but then another type of people, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I saw a little bit of it, and it was definitely
half black.
Disney World.
One of the families was black.
Black people go to Disney World specifically to fight with each other.
It's like Fight Club?
Yeah.
See, if it was like some sort of mid-level chain restaurant, I would say black versus Italian. That seems to be how that goes. But it's Disney World.
Very expensive.
The prices are way too high, and it makes black people go crazy.
In the history of fights at Disney World, I feel like it is predominantly black.
When you hear just fight happens at Disney World, what does your gut go, I hope it's this? Do you have an I hope?
I hope it's anything but black, just because you want to break that cycle.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that.
But yeah, no, I feel like it's. But maybe we might be surprised.
It is Florida.
Yeah, you're right.
So it could be white trash.
Yeah, but Floridians don't really go to Disney World. That's not their, like, some of them locals. Do. They don't. I mean, I feel like that's a real just that's a thing for people who don't go to Florida or don't live in Florida do.
This is some real analysis. We're like treating it like a board game.
People specifically go there to fight each other.
Now, is it on this paper? Do you have it in front
I don't
of you?
Have it. I want to see it.
Oh, look, it is on the paper.
I'm going to throw this out there because I feel like Shannon's trying to trick us. I'm going to say Asian.
Their last name is a lot of dead presidents. A lot of Washingtons and Jeffersons and
Asian. I mean, are you? You're saying ninja fight?
Yeah, it was, yeah. It was
and
sure.
You're saying?
I'm saying.
Okay,
Shaolin style.
Yeah.
Let's see it, Shannon.
Before I show it, I just want to tell you what, according to the article, what led up to it is they're saying that one of the families, the ones not in matching outfits,
that could be Mexican.
That they were.
Now, when you say matching outfits, do we mean screen printed family reunion t-shirts?
No.
Okay. Airbrushed.
It doesn't appear to be. No.
Okay.
So
is somebody wearing a dead relative on their shirt?
That would be the airbrush, I think. So they're waiting online. One of the family members left the line to get their cell phone from a wheelchair off the line, I guess.
Does the person really need a wheelchair or is it because they're 450 pounds?
I don't know. Okay. So when they went back to the line, the other family was like, oh, you're trying to cut the line, and didn't allow them to go through, and that's when the brawl erupted. So now you can see it.
I stick by my decision.
It's a world of laughter, a world of fun.
Now, are the white people reffing?
Is that guy? That guy's pretty swarthy. He could be some sort of.
Yeah, he
Indian.
Could be a Middle Eastern or something. Yeah. There's white.
Or Italian.
Oh, whoa. My God. He just swung on a lady, no?
Hell yeah, dude.
Which is a very black thing to do.
No, that's an Arab thing but to that, do, buddy.
Unless it's, only if
well,
it's,
no, he didn't use a rock.
Only if it's his
that's
wife.
A dad at Disney thing to do. I
yeah,
think.
Right?
That's a dad stressed out at Disney.
Watch out. He's going to cut off Minnie's clit.
By the way, can we throw this out there? Those are airbrushed shirts?
Yeah. Yeah, at this point, it's no longer about cutting the line, and they're just letting out all the stress of the week, all the money they spent.
It is nice to know whose team you're on, though.
And then what do you say when people arrive? They cut the line, sir. No, I don't think you understand.
Sir, let me talk about this in a very...
That's when you got to call on the mascots. That... You go, Mickey, get the fuck down here. You got to relieve tension.
Those things are basically, they're made out of the same thing that those suits wear that the guys who get attacked by dogs for a living are wearing.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. When
they clip Pluto's tail, get down here right away. This is... Oh, no, she lost one of her mini shoes. She lost one of her shoes.
Some of these family members weren't even at Disney when the fight started. They got called. They were cousins. They showed up.
You know, they bring the security guards with the FUPAs in. That's not even a good thing either. When all you see are just FUPAs.
I like how there's a couple of sensible uncles that didn't wear the outfit.
Yeah.
I didn't want to chip in the money to get.
I saw some Mexicans in there.
Out of the blue.
No, might be. Yeah, that might be Middle Eastern.
Yeah, there's. Yeah. That's what that is for sure. Whoa, Middle Eastern called them animals.
Well, you're talking about Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, that's when Mickey should get involved. Excuse me.
They were at the animal one. I don't know what's that one called.
So this family with the red pants thought somebody called them Goofy, but they were referring to Goofy, and that sparked the entire thing, correct?
Damn.
Because they were already feeling goofy in those matching outfits. Like, if I had my family members make me wear a matching outfit, I'd be feeling pretty goofy.
I had a friend whose dad, a family cut them in line at Disney, and he confronted them, and they beat the shit out of him and in front of his kids.
Who's they?
the people who cut him in line.
Yeah, I feel like that's a lose-lose situation. Like, if you bark somebody down in front of your kids at Disney, you just go, oh, good, dad's crazy.
Yeah.
Or they beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to let people cut you, depending on the situation.
I mean, we saw that worked out in Australia. I don't know if that's always the
Damn.
At what point, like... For me, it's the matching outfits. When does that become part of the discussion where they're like, hey, guys, family vacation, you know what that means, red pants.
Sometimes I think like, oh, that's to identify you if you get lost.
They were adults. I didn't see a child amongst that group.
All the children were lost.
And everybody has phones now.
All the children were in baby carriages on the side, by the way. Like, this whole brawl's going on, and there's unattended babies all over the place on the side.
Do you think it is defined? I don't know. Those look like grown-ups.
No, it's like a style thing. It's why
it's for the picture.
Yeah. It's why, you know, they got...
By the way, Shannon, you definitely lied. Those were airbrushed family reunion t-shirts.
They were absolutely not. They were printed.
Okay. They were definitely custom...
Yes.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you're right.
Enhance, please. Enhance the crime lamp to enhance on the logo there.
I can't zoom.
Enhance. Okay, well, listen, we learned today. Hey, fans of the show, over the age of 21, listen, you've noticed the price of everything is going up this year. Your rent, your groceries, gasoline, you know what is going to stay the same? A kilo of Kratom from YoKratom.com.
Wait, you're saying other prices are going? I only buy Kratom. At this point, it fuels all my...
You don't need those. You don't need an apartment. You don't need a car, and you don't need to eat.
This Kratom is so cheap, you could build a house of Kratom, dude.
Dude, they call Gas Digital the house Kratom built.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a $60 kilo. It comes right to your door. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations for just a little bit of Kratom at a time when you can just go to our favorite sponsor, YoKratom.com. They are the premier sponsor of the network, the flagship sponsor of Skankfest. They are great to us. Please support them. YoKratom.com. Get the $60 kilo delivered right to your goddamn door. Let's get back into the show. All right, we have around a Does It Live? For those of you tuning in at home.
Does it live or does it die?
We're going to watch a video and find out if something lives or dies.
Hell yeah.
So we're going to change this one up. I don't want any jokes.
No jokes.
Monkey that escaped from a local zoo attacks a small...
What color was his shirt?
Attacks a small child who was a Ukrainian refugee.
Brother, I think I've seen this video.
Yeah, I think it was just every day in high school in Brighton Beach. They would let things out of the aquarium and just throw them at Russians.
So let's see it, and let's go around and guess if it lives or it dies. I'm going to guess we're not going to watch a child die on the show, but we did just watch a man get his throat slit and die.
Definitely die, I think.
A Ukrainian... Where was this?
I don't know, Shannon?
This is in Moscow.
It was in a Ukrainian...
Oh,
so he's
what?
A defector, this kid?
Well, I can tell you. So I can tell you where the monkey came from. There was a millionaire lived next door and had like a little zoo of their own with like elephants and whatever.
Did they wear matching outfits?
And so he escaped and climbed over the fence and then attacked the little girl.
That's fucked up. That's crazy.
All right,
let's watch.
Got a zoo all of his own.
Roll the clip.
Was it like a chimpanzee?
Monkey rolls through their above ground pool.
Oh no, they just left the kid.
That's an absolute monkey.
Oh, he's pulling her leg. Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh, he's trying to have sex with her. Yeah, he's hopping on her back. Fuck her. Then the mom comes. Wow.
Dude, they totally split on that kid.
Yeah, man, he wants a pussy.
This is why we come to this country.
Buddy,
kill it.
Buddy, kill it. Start punching the monkey. This guy is a bitch, dude.
Kill this monkey, dude.
What a coward. What are you doing, guy?
Whoa. Don't kill the monkey. He's just having fun.
The monkey's trying to grab at your kid, and he's just like licking his feet at it?
That's the end.
What, was that a spider monkey or was that a chimp?
It doesn't say.
It wasn't
the type
a chimp.
Of
no,
that chimp would have fucking ripped their head off.
Yeah,
and then
it looked
the
bigger
hole.
Than a spider.
I'll be honest.
Monkey,
I went to that monkey forest in Bali where the monkeys kind of like chill with you, and like it freaked me the fuck out because they're just like they'll just drop onto your shoulders, and you're like, nah, get out of here. Like I don't want those shits around me.
Got any crack?
Well, I guess nobody died, right?
No, the kid didn't.
I don't know. Shannon's very quiet.
No, there's no way the kid died, but that dad is a scumbag. I think that was a really weak attempt at
fighting.
I'm
going to guess they put the monkey down.
That was the family-friendly Serbian film.
That's probably the last thing they thought what would happen in Moscow. It's like, we're coming here. Yeah. We're gonna
of all the things that could go wrong in Moscow, being Ukrainian refugees, monkey attack is not high on your
that
list.
That poor kid.
We escaped the war zone. This is the worst. Now it's just freedom.
Yeah, enjoy the above ground pool.
Monkey rape.
What of all the things this poor little girl has to deal with. He got raped by a monkey.
Mind you, that was a 40-year-old woman. She was at Chernobyl. That's why she's that size.
Her parents are going to tell her it was a Russian. She's going to grow up thinking a Russian tried to rape her the whole time.
Or she's like that little girl in The Orphan. And she was like just a, she was an old midget who's been playing a game. She had a ribbon around her neck. And the monkey saw right through it. Shannon, tell us, babe.
Okay, so she is alive, but she had severe lacerations and is in intensive care. This is like one picture from inside.
Intensive care is what they call the VIP lounge in Russia, though.
Oh, jeez.
Jesus.
And that's just from it shredding at her?
Yep. Yeah.
We noticed the two cases of wine that these fucking Ruskies went through that morning.
So, yeah, as of now, she is alive.
What about the monkey?
So it doesn't say that they captured the monkey, but there's a criminal investigation against the millionaires that live next door that have like their own little personal.
And that always turns out well in an what is that called? An
authenticity?
No.
Autocracy?
There we go. It's the morning.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know that word in 3 p.m.
I wouldn't know that word. That was a real deal monkey. That was a monkey that you could. I mean, a millionaire happened to own the monkey, but anybody can own a monkey like that.
I don't think you could own that monkey.
Because people have pet monkeys. You just put diapers. You know, see those monkeys with the diapers on them.
I don't know.
Like in France, I don't know where to get a monkey.
Oh yeah.
Shannon, see if we could buy a monkey on the internet.
We can buy a monkey right now.
Zenhauser's treating us all to monkeys.
Right down the road, you can buy a monkey.
I think there's a way to have a monkey. Like if you also have a photo booth
in your house, you got to be Michael Jackson.
And you say, like, I take pictures with the monkey, and that's my business. I think you might be able to have
an organ grinder. If you were a
1920s... Yeah, there's, like, ways you can...
Okay,
yes.
That's a cute monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when they grow up, they become crazy.
Well, it's like Ace Ventura's monkey, right? In When Nature Calls?
This is primatestore.com. Mm.
And these come to the door? Or you got to go pick them up? All right, well, Shannon figures that out.
One convenient location.
$16,000.
$16,000?
Yeah. My point is you don't have to be a millionaire to get one. You can buy a monkey. A couple more of these shows.
Yeah, of course.
All of Gas Digital should go in on a monkey and let him live here. You got extra space now? Let him live here.
I feel like you can get a cheaper monkey.
I just heard what you said.
I'm trying to put my thoughts together here, because don't you have to give monkeys up at a certain age because they get aggressive and like mean? I know chimps you're supposed to give back.
Chimpanzees.
They go to like a reserve or something once they're a certain age because they'll just fucking kill you.
They have like retard strength. They get to a certain point and they can rip your face off.
Yeah, I've been to like monkey farms. Yeah, they're tough.
But spider monkeys and stuff, they get to a certain height and weight.
And then they stay.
Yeah, they just die. Or you can kill it if you get.
I know they used to sell spider monkies at pet stores. My dad told me that.
70s and the 80s were awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Put a diaper on.
Shannon, what's the legality of a monkey in New York?
They're illegal. They're definitely illegal in New York.
Well, remember
everything
that guy,
fun.
There's always like a guy who gets caught in New York with
like
crazy,
a tiger.
Yeah, there was a guy who had. No, there's been multiple people caught with tigers, but there was one guy in Harlem that had like a snake, a giant snake, an alligator, and a tiger. Right? Am I correct here? He had like a 4-bedroom rent-controlled apartment with like a different crazy animal in each bedroom, and he lived in like the living room?
That'd be a good guess what color.
Yeah.
That'd be a weird one.
That might be Asian. That might have been a restaurant.
That sounds like a white guy. Like, it sounds like a white guy, but generally it's usually like some sort of like weird Asian guy.
There are currently 17 states that do not have restrictions surrounding keeping a monkey as a pet. Washington, Nevada, Montana, North Dakota, Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri, Iowa, Arkansas, Ohio, Illinois, Wisconsin, Alabama, Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina. I would like to see the stats of age of consent versus can you have a monkey?
Yeah, let's take a look at that.
Because I feel like there might be a Venn diagram there.
Yeah.
Also, the legality of open carry. I think open carry as well. I think there's a lot of those states you can open carry a gun.
Mm. Yeah, obviously, I want to open carry if I've got a bunch of monkeys running around.
Yeah, exactly.
And what a better way to get a kid to come over in the first place is to meet the monkey.
Yeah.
And then you got a gun. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, the monkey gets first dibs, though.
Well, if the monkey has the gun, that's what you're referring. See, that's when we've gone too far. When the once the monkeys have open carry.
Yeah.
All right. So that was a lot. Shannon, a lot of violence this morning.
It's a violent world.
That's all. I feel like the whole sheet is that. That's all I could really find today.
Well, you know, I appreciate it. Let's get plugs out of the way while we have this natural little break. Scott, what do you want people to get eyes on, my friend?
Oh, I got a podcast called Out for Smokes with Mike Racine. You should check out.
Nice.
I also have a podcast with Dan St. Germain and Mike Lawrence called Wrestle Roast. So check those out. That's it.
Hell yeah. Zen?
Yeah, I'm going to be at Laugh It Up at the end of August, the 26th and 27th. And then I'm going to be on the road with Shuli September 22nd through the 24th. And we got some more dates we're putting up. And I'm filming my first podcast of Cold Men Are Talking. It's a show for women, advice show for women by men. And hopefully, you know, it'll catch on.
Hell yeah.
Men Are Talking.
Please keep an eye out for that, guys. Chris?
Yeah, check out High Society Radio here on the network. Me and you are going to be in Rochester on the 27th of August.
Absolutely, 27th of August. Chris and myself co-headlining in Rochester. And hey, if you're in New York, next week on Wednesday, I'm doing J.J. Lieberman's Dirty Show at Brooklyn Comedy Club. And I think it's a really good lineup. You should come out. If you're looking to see me in the city, that's a really good spot. And they're letting me do my dirty set. Also, please review, rate, and subscribe to the show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you want to bring up Lewis's dates real quick, Lewis and Aaron Berg this evening and tomorrow at Zany's in Nashville on August 11th. They're at the Palm Beach Improv. August 12th, they are at the Signature Lounge in Tallahassee, Florida. August 13th, they are in Jacksonville, Florida. August 25th, they are in Cleveland, Ohio at Hilarities. And September 7th, they are in Colorado Springs, Colorado at Looney's. And they have a bunch of more dates, including Syracuse, Denver, Helium Comedy Club in Philly, Summit City, Louisville, and Orlando. Lewis is really good to us, and he is one of the best going today. Him and Aaron have a killer show, and if you are in any area where they're at, you should definitely go check them out. Lou, I hope you have great shows this weekend. Love you, buddy. All right, let's see this bitch with a big arm.
That's a good segue.
Did we watch a bitch with like a small arm recently?
I feel like we did.
They should team up.
I accidentally scared a one-armed girl the other night. I felt really bad. Mm. At the cattle, we had a wrestling show on.
You went catch me.
At the wrestling show we did on Saturday. First of all, absolute clusterfuck, Chris. I haven't gotten to talk to you about it. Not any of the wrestling people's fault. The fucking doctor was 3 hours late.
Jesus.
In New York for wrestling,
you can't run without a doctor.
You can't run without a doctor because there's an athletic commission. So if there's a ring, you need a doctor, and you got to do blood pressure, concussion tests for everybody. I was in the chair getting my blood pressure done when my music started. So I was like, well, you're going to have a really high blood pressure reading because I'm freaking the fuck out right now.
Wow.
Anyway.
That's why.
Yeah, that too. And so there was like a long break while we waited for the doctor, and I went to go sit in the crowd, and I forgot I had all my makeup on and stuff. So I just sat on a bench next to some lady, and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Can I sit here? And she turned around, and I she had
she one tried
arm.
To punch you, but she nubbed
she
you?
Had, she had one arm, and she just went, ah, and the nub flew up.
Ooh.
And she was so sweet, and I felt
went,
so bad. I just can't. And then she ended up being really nice and like working for a wrestling company, and she was so sweet, but I felt so bad that I scared the living shit out of her.
Yeah.
So, yes, 18-year-old with one huge arm has has trolls constantly telling her to amputate it.
Just one arm and it's huge?
Oh, that's like an attack. That kind of huge. I thought it was she only had one arm and it was muscular. She has a
grandma arm.
No, that's like tumors or something, or is it elephantitis?
Yeah, there's like an elephantitis happening.
Now,
it has to do with the vessels in her arm.
Yeah, this is a superhero.
She's mostly
situation.
Very attractive.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's an iguana's hand.
Yeah. It does look like Killer Croc's arm.
It looks like in Nutty Professor when he's starting to change.
Yeah.
Sherman's not here. yeah, no, that girl's got that's a big arm. Wow. She should get an anchor tattooed on it.
She should go over to Russia and do that slapping thing. The slap face competition.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, yeah. Arm wrap. Dude, she goes over the top.
They just slap each other in the face.
She turns her hat around. But she should keep it in a bag. And she just shows up.
Oh,
like,
that was
arm
her
wrestling.
As a kid. So it's gotten worse. Or, yeah. You know, it just got bigger. That's all. Yeah. She got bigger. It got bigger.
Yeah, I was going to say that picture of her on her shirt isn't very accurate. But
I would tattoo it, no?
Still, I wouldn't have sex with that kid with that arm.
I would tattoo like a weapon. You know, like a big machine gun or
like a
big,
sword.
Yeah, or a big, like, spiky, like, or, medieval.
Yeah,
know,
or Rainbow Bright
thing.
Or a unicorn or something cute and girly.
Yeah.
So, Shannon, give us the story.
An anchor.
So, she was born with
a monster arm.
She was born with the condition. I'm trying to find the name of it. But yeah, so it affects the blood vessels in her arm. It's a vascular malformation. And she was diagnosed when she was 2 months old. And as she gets older, and so it causes the skin to swell and for it to look discolored and bruised. But she has complete functionality in the arm. And the only issue that it causes her is she sometimes gets blood clots. But she deals with trolls online telling her that she should amputate it, that she's hot aside from it. And so, like, but she's kind of used TikTok to, I guess, raise awareness to it.
Mm.
But if it causes clots, shouldn't you cut it off just, like, actually, if it's a problem?
It says it's not that often that it happens, the blood clots.
But even so.
But they're blood clots, even if it's once.
I mean, the hand works, though.
Yeah, if everything works. The real question is, what is weirder to look at? Giant arm or no arm?
Ooh. Giant arm.
Giant arm.
You see
always,
no arm.
I've seen no arm all the time.
I'm going to see a giant arm's weird to look based on the interaction I had over the weekend with a lady who's missing an arm. Really forgot about it within 5 minutes.
Yeah, and she jumped up. If you sat next to a giant arm, you would jump up.
Oh,
you
yeah. Or I would think it was my arm.
Yeah, yeah. You think you had three arms.
Did you steal my arm? So I say to this lady, embrace it. Go into wrestling, and your finish is a lariat. Go old school Lex Luger.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Stan Hansen, man.
Yeah, protect the clothesline. Nobody else uses a lariat. And this bitch just comes in and topples cunts.
She didn't even do a claw.
Oh, shit.
Ah!
Yeah. Everybody's going to be like, ah!
Yeah, that'd be great.
Like fucking Great Khali brain chop?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Does she have pain in the arm?
No.
No? Mm-mm. What is she doing?
Yeah, I mean, I think you gotta tattoo it. And
you put like a fucking like a metal like armor.
Yeah,
and you take it off slowly in the ring. Ominous music plays.
Oh, that's pretty.
You release the claw.
Yeah, no, I think you come out with it in a bag like Jake the Snake.
Ooh, is it kind of uncontrollable?
They're like, well, it's
like an idle hand. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I would.
It's the claw.
I would go to like theme parks and stuff, and just go be like. Please call the police.
No one will fight you for cutting if you do that.
She'd come out like Mankind with a sock on it. And then she just like takes it off. I wonder if there's guys who are like, can you jerk me off with the monster arm tonight?
I'm sure that's most of the comments, but she can't say that in whatever interview it is. So she's like, they tell me to cut it off, but they actually tell her to like shove it up her pussy.
I bet it's
how much of that can you fit in you?
Yeah, people are being way worse than just...
Well, you haven't seen her pussy.
Yeah, I bet it's guys who want to get spanked with it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Clubbed with it.
Yeah, that's the move. Shannon, big arm, no arm, what do you go with?
Maybe no arm. Wait, for me personally,
for
or being
personally.
Attracted in somebody else, I would keep my arm then. If
you keep
me.
Your big arm,
yeah.
Don't you? But in terms of dating, I feel like wouldn't you want even if it's a dumb arm, if it's a man to have so he could hold you still?
No.
Could she get it swole? Like, could she just do curls? Is she just not?
I don't know, but she could definitely lotion it better. It's fucking grosser than it could
well,
be.
Well, it's very purpley, I think, because you said it was a vein problem, right?
Yeah. All
right,
anybody here wouldn't fuck her? I would be very surprised.
Who wouldn't fuck her?
Oh, yeah, no, she's gorgeous.
You don't even have
to
look at the arm. You can be like, hey, honey, can you put that like behind on the pillow, under the pillow?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like hang it off the side of the bed.
And when I come, take it out.
Hold on, I'm going to come. Let me see your arm. Let me see your arm.
Can you make the arm look like it's upset that I'm fucking you?
Can you imagine what the Asian women who do her nails say in Korean when she's a... Oh, Sunday Dawang Dua. She dragon arm.
She could just like work in a haunted house and literally put that through like a door and then it bring it back in and choke herself.
People are screaming as the arm comes out and she's crying behind the thing. Like, I'm a monster.
It's a
gory hole. There you go. Come on. Who's working the soundboard today?
Oh, man.
That was worthy to do that one.
Now, Natalie, different question, different set of circumstances for you.
Okay.
Big arm, little arm, because with that, you're the Lexington Steel of the lesbian community. Can I get a big tongue, too? Natalie, big arm, no arm.
For me, myself?
Yes.
I might keep the big arm.
Hell yeah, you would.
Yeah, dude.
get like a Rosie the Riveter on it.
Yeah, I was just saying that if I was like dating her, I would constantly be like poking it. I'd be like, what the, like more, you know how people are into like weird skin things? I would be like constantly bothering her.
Stick needles in it, see if it pops.
Yeah.
I would be holding up boards for her to break all the time. Yeah. Like, come on.
That arm comes alive.
I'd ask her to like punch through safes and stuff. Yeah. Robbing banks at night.
Yeah, if she doesn't own a cloak, she's fucking up, right?
Yeah. Okay, I mean, sure. I feel like it's easy enough to cover up.
Yeah.
And then, God, the amount of pranks you could pull.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
You could paint it different colors. Every Halloween would be hilarious.
Oh, for sure.
Too bad it's not her shaking hand, though, right? It's her left hand.
We don't. I mean, I would pray to God she's not a lefty.
I would, but I mean, when you shake hands, even if you're a lefty, you put your right hand.
Hopefully,
out.
She's not Muslim and has to wipe with that.
Yeah,
more surface area.
Yeah.
When you, yeah, she's a lefty. She's it's on her left hand side. So
that's not
how
bad.
How hot is she?
That's not bad. That she's keeping it pretty
tight.
Yeah, she's she's kind of literally. She could just put a little more behind her head.
Like her legs?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But beautiful girl. Yeah. I don't think you got to... I say keep the arm.
Yeah,
what if she's got one
now,
monster lip tucked in, though?
Oh, she's got a giant pussy lip, too?
Yeah, one lip.
Do you think it's from that side, from taking a clam bash?
Yeah,
or do you think
it's
on the other side to like keep her balanced?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
So she
just
tip
over? Yeah.
Her arm gets invited to those BBW parties.
Yeah, she looks great. Perfect. There we go. That's the move.
He can't leave.
She's holding him by the entire waist. Stay still for the pics.
That's the only photo he sent to his family before she came over for Thanksgiving.
All right, I say keep the arm. I think we all agree.
Keep
beautiful
keep
girl,
arm.
Nothing wrong.
No.
Hey, there's worse things in the world.
Amen.
If she was ugly, she should kill herself, but she's good. She's hot. So... keep it.
You strangle herself.
She goes to sleep. Yeah, the arm just comes alive. And
that's what I would be afraid of, is when she's asleep, that it's just like
sentient,
fucking thinging around,
tiptoeing like Fred Flintstone.
Man accused of killing friend claims it was to stop him from summoning Sasquatch.
I saw this article.
Whoa, I summoned Sasquatch.
We're going to find out. Tell us about it, Shannon.
Oh, man, I got some of these Jack links right here. He must show up.
So the guy's name is Larry Doyle Sanders. He's 53.
Oh, can I guess? White.
Yes.
Yeah. Three names like that? Horrible.
Doyle.
Also looking for Bigfoot?
Yeah. Yes. Hold on. My friend Larry Doyle's looking for Bigfoot. I think this is a crazy white guy.
He's from Oklahoma. He and a friend were noodling for catfish. And
that's what that girl should do.
Oh yeah,
she could be like a big fish? Game noodler.
Yeah, but yeah. But it was catch when you piranhas put... and stuff.
Dude, she could catch great whites.
Catch piranhas.
She could just hold it. Like a whole fucking cow.
She's got a whale shark on her arm. Like,
get off, you fucking so and so.
So that was that what noodling means?
Yeah, she needs to like save her town to, I think, like, you know, realize that she matters.
Yeah, of course she needs.
It's not going to be a tweet. She needs to like, yeah, like clog a dam with her hand.
Yeah,
and then she'll be like, oh, I do matter actually.
Or like break down the wall of a burning building.
Yeah, exactly.
Save a baby. Kids. Yeah.
Superpowers.
Yeah, yeah. There's a kid trapped under a car. She just lifts it up, pulls the kid.
Yeah, she's got to walk around. She needs that app that tells you where the crime is happening, and she's got to show up.
Wait, Shannon, before we go any further, can you show Anthony what noodling is so he's caught up?
Oh, yeah.
When you say noodle, I think I know what it means.
Wait a second. You're telling me I'm somebody's into catfish noodling and hunting Bigfoot? That's crazy.
Get the fuck out of here.
What?
Is that a white what? Is that a white guy thing that I should know? Like every
catfish
white guy
noodling?
Here
noodling?
Like,
yeah.
Every here goes, oh, yeah, noodling, dude. Everyone noodles.
So you're not going to really be able to see what their hands are doing, but you can kind of get the idea.
So noodling is you basically
pull your dick out.
Is he fingering his 15-year-old daughter?
Yeah. So your goal is to get the fish to bite you, and then you put your hand through the gill. Look, there we go.
Whoa, okay.
There we go. So you're telling me a guy named Larry Doyle was out doing this?
Yeah. Forward, so
if he wasn't, he'd be out trying to kill presidents. Oh, they're wearing fucking gloves like a fucking homo? What kind of white guy are you?
No, that catfish has AIDS. He needs the glove.
He has AIDS. I won't give the catfish the HIV virus.
Yeah, so that girl should do that, but she catches like blue whales.
Great white sharks.
All right, Sharon. So Larry Doyle was out noodling.
Yeah, so he was out with his friend, and they were out on the lake. And then all of a sudden, he became convinced that his friend had figured out a way to summon Bigfoot and that he had tricked him to go out there and was summoning Bigfoot to come and eat him.
Was he just saying Bigfoot into a mirror five times?
It doesn't say what he was doing to summon him, but he snapped and then he just choked the guy to death and then went home and confessed to his daughter. This is what, hold on, I'll show you what Larry looks like.
Oh, Larry.
Looks like he does have a history of meth abuse.
It's like the guy from Full Metal Jacket, the one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Arnie Happy birthday to you.
Stack shit this high, yeah.
Okay, so he's trying to summon Bigfoot. He's choked his friend to death. How do we know Bigfoot didn't do it?
Yeah,
because he stopped him from summoning Bigfoot.
Okay.
He admitted to
but
stopping
how do we know
him
Bigfoot
from
didn't
it?
Control his mind?
That's something that for the courts to figure out.
Yeah, that's something for his brain to decide in his defense.
And we already found out how to summon Bigfoot, which is to cut one of his family members online at Disney World.
We all have a lot of fun here on rap, and we make a lot of black jokes, but there's nothing worse than white people.
This is worse than all of the things.
Yeah, all the things.
Larry Doyle noodling.
My
and
name.
Choking his friend to death because he thinks Bigfoot's on the way.
What's his full name again? He had to say the whole name. Larry.
Larry
Plus,
Doyle
yeah, they
Sanders.
Were in the water. Right?
My name is Larry Doyle Sanders, and I killed my friend because he was going to summon Bigfoot. Fucking amazing.
That's a full
sounds
story.
Unbelievable.
That you have to know. Think about it. That guy's got a daughter.
Yeah.
And they go, what happened to your
the
dad?
The daughter went, you mean the truck or the actual Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like he went to his daughter and told her this, but you also know when he showed up, she's like, I haven't seen you in 7 years, Dad.
His daughter is the one with the weird arm.
Sweetie, I don't want to alarm you, but there might be a Bigfoot on the way.
There
here.
May be a Bigfoot
or
big
God
feets. Forbid, big feet.
Want to tell you, Bigfoot is your real daddy. That's why you got that fucked up big arm. And I'm going to stop him from killing and fucking other people's
big
daughters. Bigfoot gonna kill you.
You know, there's like an active Bigfoot conspiracy where the reason why nobody could find Bigfoot is because he could teleport.
No.
Yeah, that might be why they think they could summon him into the middle of a lake. There's like some guys were telling me that there's a guy who basically was a Bigfoot guy, and then he wasted his whole life searching for Bigfoot, so he made up this thing that Bigfoot's an alien who can teleport, and that's why you don't know where Bigfoot is.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
I think it's also like you know, you picture meth, but you don't picture the beauty of nature mixed with meth, you know? And like maybe that happens.
It's true.
It's just you would that is what would happen if you have like meth brain in nature.
Yeah, and if you're up for however many days.
Yeah, you would just exactly. And also he goes, he tried to summon Bigfoot. I promise you that guy was like, I could summon Bigfoot. Like he's also a fucking crackhead. Like there's no way he wasn't like, check this out, motherfucker.
Hey Larry, watch this.
Yeah. Wait, you're holding his head towards him.
Wait, you're telling me that the guy who chose to go noodling in the middle of the night with a meth head didn't have the best judgment?
I'll tell you what, Larry Doyle Sanders, I'm going to summon Bigfoot if you keep this up. Yeah. Stay on your side. When I'm noodling, you stay on your noodle side.
100%.
If you don't suck my dick, I have the power to summon a Bigfoot. Make your choice wisely, Larry David Sanders.
Do I want to summon Bigfoot?
I choked him to death. It was going to be a Bigfoot.
I mean, you were noodling.
I like matzing more. Yeah. I matzo ball. I don't noodle.
It's a kugel. It's more like a kugling.
You think okay? As the person at this table who's accidentally done meth, it's a wild feeling.
Wait, everybody here has done meth accidentally, and some intentionally.
You have to, right? Everybody makes an oopsie.
Yeah. It's a meth.
And what does it feel like?
Take?
It's just a meth take. Your brain's a meth. It stinks.
It stinks, really?
I did not care for it. I don't know. Maybe it's not a fat person drug, but I felt like I was sweating duck sauce.
That is a fat person thing to do.
Yeah. It was awful. So I just sat there with
and then he rubbed a crispy noodle on it. I was like, this tastes awful.
Do you guys do Adderall?
Yeah.
I think meth. I have once.
No, it's not, dude.
It's amphetamines, isn't it?
Yeah, but I didn't sit fucking grinding my teeth for 8 hours being miserable. Adderall, I'd just read a book and fall asleep.
You're not doing enough.
I did way too much.
Meth.
Yes. It was an accident.
You don't see things on meth. It's all feeling.
In my experience, yes. Okay. But I bet if you're up for a few days, you see some wild shit.
Sure, but that's even if you're just up for a few days in general, right? Yeah,
see,
right?
A guy summon Bigfoot.
Yeah.
No one here else has accidentally done meth.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. I'm so glad Chris is here for me.
Not me, but I think
I found out that it was meth, and then I was like, I'll do a little more of that.
I didn't care for it. Shannon, meth?
So I think that the time Chris on SDR, the first time we did
I believe that Molly, was methadrine.
Oh, yeah. I think that it was more meth than Molly. But I don't think
methadrine is not meth.
It was all a meth.
It's a synthetic MDMA, but it does have more of an upper quality.
That sounds great.
That would be that's the closest I've gotten to it. It was speedy, but nothing crazy.
That's like a girl, like she's like sucking your cock, but she doesn't fall asleep. It keeps her up.
Do girls fall asleep sucking your cock?
Sometimes.
And his cock is boring.
Boring penis.
What, you got to burp them when they're done? Jesus Christ.
His dick is the 10 o'clock news of dicks.
It's 10 o'clock. Do you know whose dick your child is sucking?
Do you know who your child is? Oh, that's great.
It's like when they play the national anthem at the end of the channel in Poltergeist.
They used to do it back in the 70s.
Yeah.
All right, well, we learned about that. Let's go back to Australia.
Circle back.
Australian sperm donors baby-making tour sparks controversy. So tell us about it, Shannon.
Okay, so there is a guy originally from Perth who feels like he's doing the Lord's work and just wants to help other people become parents. He has currently, he has more than 20 donor-conceived children. His name is Adam Hooper. And he now just touched down in Brisbane, where he plans to donate his sperm to multiple women in a span of 10 days. But the way he does it is he kind of like...
Well, they're donor conceived, so he comes on a kebab.
Well, he...
it's the white sauce.
He gives it to them, like, in person. Mm-hmm. So there's no, like, he doesn't freeze it or anything. He just, like, gives them...
Like, wait, he's just coming in them?
No. I guess like into a cup and then just gives it to them. Mm. Like there's no storage. He gives it to them live.
Like at a marathon? Stands on the sidelines.
But then it doesn't work out, right?
Well, you got it's got an hour, I think.
Oh, is that true?
He's got 20 of them, so.
Yeah, it's working.
Yeah, it's working.
He's also holding a seminar.
A seminar. I'm the greatest.
And expects a number of women to attend, most of which are in their late 30s and 40s. Yeah. That he'll give it to. He also has a Facebook group to put people together, guys that want to donate sperm and women that want the sperm.
Mm. Well, they both have an hour to make a baby.
These people should be fucking. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's very odd.
Do we have a picture of him or no?
Yeah, this is him.
Nice.
G'day.
It's white boy, summer.
You want some cam?
Exactly what you were thinking.
I got a load for you.
My name is John Douchebag. Here's my douchebag spam.
He's got cum that works good.
My cum works good. That's a slogan. My cum works good. Here's a cup of my spam.
Is he charging, or is he just doing it out of the kindness of his heart?
Out of the kindness of his heart. Good for him. He also leaves the door.
I like masturbating in cups. It's a win-win.
He also is fine with the kids contacting him. He said he won't take part in the parenting, but he gives them his number and is like, they can call me. I'll send pictures.
If any of them become famous or whatever, I'll definitely take their call.
The rules. Cool. Yeah. Email me at johncumandcup.com.
I like him. And so he's having the seminar.
I thought you were saying he leaves the door open like when he's jerking off into the cup, and if they want to come in and actually
take
get
load.
It for real. Yeah.
So is this a weird thing that's like, so they accused Elon Musk of having a breeder fetish last week because he keeps dumping loads in ladies.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was also Jeffrey Epstein had that thing where he was like trying to impregnate the world.
Yeah.
Is this like a thing? Isn't there another sperm doctor that got in trouble a few years ago for swapping out his cum for other cums?
Impregnating a ton of women with his cum, right, Shannon?
Yeah, almost 100 women so far, they found out.
That's awesome.
Jesus. That might be a thing. That might be like a control the world.
Can't these guys just be Dominican? What, like,
just have 15 different...
You just learn how to cut hair. It'll be fine.
Isn't that like an instinct for men, though, to just be able to...
To propagate
and impregnate the world? For most men, it's like, I guess not every man.
No, I think I've been taught that, like, avoid that as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think when you make that kind of money and mm-hmm. you realize how many kids you can just easily take care of,
But the sperm guys
like
actually throw it out there. I thought it was, like, weird to say Elon Musk has, like, a breeder fetish. It was just like, well, it could also just be, like, an NFL player or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's like,
His torso looks like Eric the Midget.
Yeah. He's a big fat weirdo. But
he is built odd.
Yeah, did you see the shirtless picture of Elon Musk?
That's not.
Oh, yeah. He looks like a buddy of mine. Buddy of mine looks like
that. He looks like the
Zagalo?
Like the alien from Men in Black that was inside the bigger guy.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be like a little alien in his head.
Yeah, but
if you're that rich, don't you just want.
How pale he is, too. What the fuck? You'd think this guy would be able to tan.
That is the premier African body.
Yeah. I was gonna say we know why they push for apartheid in that country.
You're right.
He could just be like a fucking NBA player.
200 years of trying.
Yeah,
to get
I mean,
it right.
There's like, was the guy on the Jets who had 12 kids? Nobody ever said he had a breeder fetish. They were just like, he's dumping loads in ladies.
He looks like he's just sucking. He's getting photographed and he's sucking in his gut. He's got a big gut.
It is a large chest,
and he's sucking in the rest in.
And people are making fun of him, but, like, yeah, he's also on a fucking yacht killing it.
Yeah, but his chest does kind of look like the Elephant Man in that picture.
It's not great, but, like, I never get when people are like, oh, look at Jack Nicholson getting fat. Like, yeah, with fucking how many supermodels on a yacht?
He's also 80.
Like 82, yeah. Eating a sub sandwich.
Yeah. Eh, he looks fine.
Like, all the cup of that guy's spam on the position.
It's not his job to be hot.
No, the paleness is just like, he should just try to look
But it's
nicer.
Just weird that he got plugs but not lipo.
He's not fat, though. I don't think
he's lipo fat. Is it a guy like that, you just go, can someone figure this out for me?
Yeah,
can
Elliot
I eat
Page
deliciously?
Got fake abs.
Yeah, but can you go like, can I eat delicious? He has enough money to pay someone to give him food that he will enjoy that will make him lose weight, right?
I'm sure.
He's a guy who has 15 jobs. He doesn't get any sleep, and that's what his body looks like because he doesn't have time to work out or eat right. He's probably eating McDonald's all day and inventing amazing things.
That is true. I think a lot of these millionaires.
Anthony said that in the mirror when he left the house.
Because you're doing great things,
I'm
going to
do great at this podcast today.
It's just cold fries from yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday? Well, you're being generous. Yeah. In my couch.
Between the seats because somebody didn't want their order. All right. Britney Spears posts 11 nude photos in an hour.
No shit.
So we've decided that she needed this conservatorship, right?
No.
Now that she's been left to her own devices,
no OnlyFans,
and just has crazy eyes and fucking uploads the same 85 of the same nude.
Oh, wow. Not bad. Look at her arm. Nice and normal.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Two regular arms.
Yeah. Already better than the ones we've seen today.
Also not nude.
No, yeah, not that bad.
Yeah, look at that one on top left. So, yeah, not bad. Look at that.
No, she's very beautiful. She just...
Oh, is that a fucking black spade tattoo on her back? Oh, she's a spade queen.
No.
Yeah.
Not my Britney.
She already got divorced from that dude?
I don't know. Didn't she just lose a baby?
Yes.
So is that why she's face down?
No, there are other ones where she's up. There's so many. Hold on. Let me do this one already. Okay.
Yeah.
Oops.
I did. Left, yeah, that one. She looks good.
Yeah, her stomach's pretty flat.
I mean, yeah, for somebody who just fucking dumped some veal parmesan in the toilet, she looks pretty happy and healthy.
Does she have a miscarriage?
I believe she lost a baby. Am I correct, Shannon?
Yes. Yeah, she had a miscarriage. She was only like a month or two in, so I guess it didn't stretch her stomach yet.
So do you think she used to take photos of herself?
I don't think she had a fucking
and then
phone.
Would be like, Dad, and he'd be like, no. She'd be like, why?
Yeah, I think that she was like a child basically, and her dad just ran everything,
ran all of it, and
now she's up
running
to her own.
She still had a sidekick. They didn't tell her about.
Yeah,
the
she's kind of just like still on her dad's healthcare, pretty much, right?
And now that she's up to her own shit, she's just a fucking crazy person.
I'll be honest, though, still no OnlyFans. I think that shows some level of self-awareness, or lack thereof, maybe. Because she can make that quick.
You think that would be the biggest OnlyFans drop of all time?
Is she crazy, maybe, or is she just an aging white lady, and that's just kind of what they do? Like, my sister posts the same fucking videos.
Let's see Scott's sister.
So, no! but they are very similar. It's just like a very ditzy... dumb.
Yeah, and she's like, I'll remember all this attention I used to get for being hot.
You forget that was the thing. It's like, oh my God, the she's so dumb, this woman. You won't believe it. Like the Paris Hiltons and the Jessica Simpsons. Yeah. That was a part of it. Britney was all caught up in that.
Yeah, it's true.
She was like the number one girl, though.
She was the number one.
She was the heir to Madonna's throne, right? Yeah. Like Christina Aguilera and her made out with Madonna, and no one talks about Christina making out with her. It's like one of those.
But things. She was like the virgin one, and Christina was the whore for a little while, and then it was like a total turnaround where she just all she did was be a whore. Do you know what I mean?
Who was the whore?
Britney Spears used to be like very like wasn't she like pushing the fact that she was like virtuous and she wasn't having kids and stuff.
I think any woman without a weird freak arm is a whore, personally.
But I don't even think it was so much her pushing it as it was her being a child, you know?
Yeah.
Well, she was 18 or 19, right, when she did her first video.
I feel like I did it again. I don't know. She's like a Disney kid. She might have been 16, 17.
Oh, they definitely ran trains on her when she was 13 at the Mickey Mouse Club.
The NSYNC guys?
No, the mascots.
M-I-C.
She's a furry.
K-Y-Jerry.
Those Disney guys. I mean, everybody
the mascots were, hold on, we're going to go upstairs. There's another black family fighting.
They're not fighting. But
she
it's like
16 when Hit Me Baby came out.
Get out of town.
What year was that?
98.
Oh, all right, still fine.
Dude, child rape was so allowed back then. It was.
You remember there used to be countdowns?
Oh yeah.
To how when
that's
when
not we long ago.
When the Olsen twins or
who weren't even hot.
Never have they been hot.
Never once have they been hot. They've always looked like when they hid E.T. in the closet.
Yeah. And Lindsay Lohan, they didn't even have a countdown. Everyone was just like, you bitch. Yeah, bitch, get over here. We're like, what's wrong with everybody?
But Disney is like known for just being a pedophile ring. Just a rape train of just these poor kids. All these kids got molested.
Of course, dude. I was watching we were watching All That the other day. Do you remember the Nickelodeon logo just being a foot?
Oh, yeah, and then that guy was in the sucking toes.
Dan Schneider has a foot-shaped pool. I mean, talk about an OJ. really putting it on Front Street.
He makes Tarantino look like a fag.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is on the foot.
Can you bring up Dan Schneider's pool? It is in. So, I guess there's been accusations for years that he's super into
That's
feet.
Weird.
And he would ask girls. So, like, there's this.
I thought it was boys.
No, it's girls.
No, it I think is girls, both. Yeah.
So not so not so bad.
Because we were watching all that, just the amount of feet for no reason.
Oh yeah, it's a montage of it on YouTube. You can all the times, like, you know.
Yeah, like Kel was the Good Burger Kid. Yes, Kel was the Good Burger Kid, and he's just talking to his foot like it's a phone. And there was another thing where somebody had their feet out.
What's her name? Who's the one that used to bang Davidson?
Ariana Grande.
There's
a compilation of Dan Schneider filming her.
Yeah, iCarly, like, they put their feet up. It's like, we're going to get our feet dirty, and, like, this is our new video for iCarly, and they would put their feet up, and, like, it would be like them, they have, like, sticky toes and stuff, but they were, you know, it was supposed to be real hot, which it was.
You ever got a foot job?
You asking me personally?
Yeah.
No.
Me either.
No, never.
I've had my dick rubbed by feet, but it wasn't like an entire job, like, you know?
You know, like, no, I knew a hooker with little feet, and that was like a thing that guys would ask for. Huh. When she would, like, put her feet together around their dick and jerk them off.
Was it Hunter Biden?
No.
Hmm.
But, or they would fuck the like arches of her feet. Like, she would put her feet together and they would fuck in between.
Yeah. Oh, I get it, but
never a feet guy. I mean, I have fucked fat chicks. They have fucking feet like Fred Flintstone at the end of the day.
Is that your foot or my foot? How did my foot get
Chris, foot job, yay or nay?
No, I've never gotten one. I mean, if a girl was like, I really want to give you a foot job, I'd be like, I guess. I'll try.
It's hard to be like, the feet? And she's like, what? And you're like, your feet. Like, prayer hands, put your feet.
Well, they tried to get, I remember some Indian chick tried to come after Tarantino a few years ago. And she was like, you would not believe what happened on my date with Quentin Tarantino. And everybody was
and
like,
it's ruder when it's an Indian woman because they have like eight hands, right? So it's like, why my feet?
And she was like, you would not believe what happened. And everybody's like, I bet he sucked on your feet and jerked off on the floor. And she's like, he sucked on my feet and jerked off on the floor.
Well, he's attracted to Indian women because they all smell like feet.
I forget who it is. I wish I could give this comic credit, but someone said... Okay, I can't remember who it is, but that it's like a tiny dick fetish, actually. Okay.
Oh, you like five tiny
you're
dicks.
You're sucking five tiny dicks is what you're actually into. And you love the sucking of, like, you love sucking something. It doesn't even necessarily have to be a dick, but I'm sure you would love that,
it's
too.
It's an oral fixation.
Yes, but you get five of them. Five
but girls'
tiny
feet
dicks,
are...
Yeah.
10 of them, technically.
10 of them, yeah.
But you've seen girls' feet, and you've been like, "That's those are cute. Like, you
have some
cute
of them, and some of them not so much.
No, yeah,
some
I girls put girls' feet in my mouth. I'm not really, it's not my thing. It's more to let them know that I'm down for whatever, you know what I mean?
That's dirty. It's just weird. Well, you know, but boob jobs don't. I don't like getting my tits fucked. I don't like boob jobs either. Like, get, like, fucking tits. I never saw those.
It looks cool for a minute.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, this doesn't really feel like anything.
It doesn't feel a boob job.
It's weird. And you see it on porno, it's like way too long. It's like, just...
Oh, yeah. I typically don't watch porno where there's a boob job.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Not opposite. I love a good titty fucking video.
Really?
Yeah. Gianna Michaels, Sarah J., those type of.
Yeah, but.
Just, I love
but that's
goofy...
a boob. Sarah J's a boob job.
Yeah,
that's I forget. I think if they're like when they're big enough, I don't consider it a boob.
But you know what? It's for girls.
But you're right.
Do girls like titty fucking at all? Like, have you girls in the booth ever been titty fucked or?
This is harassment, I think.
This could be worse.
No, first of all.
Because we're asking politely. If Luz was here, we'd be trying to come here on the tiny fucking.
Put your butt on her tits. Put my feet on your butt.
Well, it's got to be like anything. Like anything. It's like human connection. It's got to feel good in a way, right?
Yeah, it's true.
I just don't think it does anything for
and
a woman.
And I think that's feet, too. It's like you're kissing on a person. You're giving a shit about them.
Shannon, you don't have to answer this if you're uncomfortable, but... Please, go ahead.
No, there's nothing particularly enjoyable about it, but it's like, you know, just part of the act. He's enjoying it. It's whatever.
Okay. I get it. If a girl has nice boobs, I get it. I mean, you want to put your penis between them, but it really doesn't do anything. There's no, I don't think there's any sensation really other than, I guess if you're into that hard, lubeless.
It's part of the magic friction. Of sex. It's like, you know how like a magician does certain things that doesn't fucking matter? That's what a thing like that is, you know?
Oh, I disagree. I'm big time. I will request.
Oh, you request?
A titty fucking? Well, not to be titty. Listen, I could if I needed. If I had to get out of a jam. Sure.
And please don't fuck my butt. Here, look.
Out of a jam.
Yeah. And if I was in a pickle, I can get any fun. No, I will. That is a number. Yeah, that's something that I've always been super into.
Mm. Oh, that rules.
I don't know why. It's just...
You know, that's interesting because I have a heavy friend who is also really into titty fucking. And part of it is like you're kind of hovering over the girl. You're on top of her, right?
Yeah. No, well, I mean, she's not on her back.
Oh, no. My friend, it would
you're
be
like
on her back.
You like a tit jerk.
And he would hover over her.
I'd be afraid I didn't wipe good and I would leave streaks down her belly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I would be afraid of leaving like a little Hershey kiss stain on her fucking on her torso.
Just wipe your ass properly. Is it that hard?
No, but you don't know how long of a day you've had.
Okay, take a shower before you titty fuck a girl, man. You
baby
wipe. You guys go in. You guys fuck girls enough. Without like wiping your ass and showering.
No, but it's a fear.
You're just gonna get excited like a rabbit and leave a fucking leave a pellet.
It's just then, or you could chili dog a girl.
What's
that's where you shit on her chest and then titty fuck her.
Makes sense. Yeah,
the chili dog
sucking on chili dog.
No. I mean, girl on her knees in front of you.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's top tier for me. That's like one of my favorite things. Mm. Chris, your thoughts?
It's a good visual.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've only ever
Zach
once
just
come
telling
from
us his favorite
fucking.
Things.
I'm just telling you the things I like.
Yeah, I'm just letting you go.
These are a few of my favorite things.
It's a great
Titty
way to make fat girls feel good about
eating
themselves.
Eating Cheetos. Monster energy drinks.
Lots and lots of pie.
All right, let's get one more story out of here, and then we'll fucking... beat it. I think we might have done everything, actually. Oh, nope.
No one else was murdered this week on video?
Trans inmate, 27, who impregnated two women at New Jersey jail.
Fucking gangster.
Is moved to men's prison, being held in vulnerable unit at new facility, and complained she was misgendered and beaten by corrections officers during transfer. Let's hear about it.
It's called a transition.
So I'll show you her if you want to see what she looks like.
They moved her from cell block D to cell block V.
Oh.
Yo.
That's good.
Thank you. Okay, well,
would you titty fuck her, Zach?
No, I. That's
she has nipples. So you could titty fuck her.
Oh, is that KRS?
Don't meet the parents argument. She has nipples. Can you titty fuck her, Zach?
To her fairness, she's been in jail for like 10 years.
Oh, so she was before all this.
Yeah, she. I don't know. She doesn't have resources to like get plastic surgery and shit.
But she was in lady jail for 10 years.
No, she was in. I don't know.
No, she's knocked up two bitches in lady jail.
And then,
but that's what I'm saying. Was she recently transferred to lady jail while all this stuff was going on, or has she been trans for 10 years?
Yeah, that's what's going on. Because
that would be so interesting.
She was in. She started in juvenile because she was like 16 when she got in there. And then
what did she do?
Back that ass up.
She killed her stepdad, I think. She killed a non-biological parent.
At Disney World.
I'll pull up more details about what she did.
They cut her in line to the women's restroom. Yo. You're not supposed to use that one.
She stabbed her former foster father to death.
Oh,
a lot of foster parents suck.
There's
though,
a story. Also Australian. Yeah.
They go, you can't.
I'm foster,
go.
It's Australian for parents. Yeah. All right, Shad, give us some deets.
So obviously after impregnating the female prisons, they now put her into a male jail. And she said that when she was going through the intake process that they wouldn't let her be searched by a woman, that instead she was searched by a man, and claims that she was also beaten. And then she says that the inmates there...
No, that guy was just trying to cut her cock off with a nightstick.
They said that guards allegedly called her a he over 30 times. That
she's counting.
The other inmates call her the F word. And that she is now she's currently on suicide watch.
Mm. But she got two ladies pregnant in lady jail.
Mm-hmm.
So she's fucking.
Involuntarily or voluntarily?
It appears to be voluntarily.
You know, your one job, you find a, you get a golden ticket, you figure out a hack,
I'm gonna
scam that Jew, huh?
I'm gonna fucking transition. Or
wait,
I'm gonna,
foreskin or no foreskin?
It's black. You don't have foreskins or nothing.
No, it's just pink at the top.
I've never seen black people with foreskin. You.
He's just sitting here picturing all the black dicks that he's seen. Yeah,
I'm thinking of all the porn I've seen. I've never seen an uncircumcised black cock. Mm. But you figure it out. You transition. You go, I'm going to go to a lady jail and be a girl. This is great. I'm going to avoid all the rape. I'm going to avoid all the punching. And it's going to be like Black is the New Orange or whatever that show is. Orange is the New Black. And just, you know, have like hugging sessions with girls. All you had to do was not get them pregnant. That's all you had to do.
I bet there's tons of violence and fights.
Or.
But you can just kick all their ass.
Cause yeah, because they're girls.
You just fuck them up.
Like the montage of Dick Tracy. Just. Yeah.
It's like Oz, but with slapping. Just like. I'll scratch your eyes out.
Or she's a lady, right? And uh-huh. She goes,
she's a lady with balls full of cum.
She is a lady who has to go to lady jail on account of she's a fucking lady, and she's got the biggest dick.
Yeah.
And then you go like, what is not everybody gonna fuck the dick in jail? Like you have to utilize the dick. Yeah, also. Yeah. She gets off just because it's her dick doesn't mean she doesn't get to come everywhere and it feels good to get her balls licked, you know? So then you're fucking all these ladies because everybody's getting pleasure out of it, but the jail, and now this is where it's the jail's fault, I'm the lawyer now, they don't provide condoms. They don't provide because they're going, oh, why are you doing that anyway? Because they're not considering it, but the ladies are fingering each other, they're sticking things up their pussies. And now they got a lady's dick involved. It's like it's amazing.
This is what I say.
This is a real Chanel comes to Frogtown situation. I knew you would be the only one that saw that movie.
Back to lady jail. Forced vasectomy.
Ooh.
I was like, you can be in lady jail, but you can't be fucking gumming up the works and all these.
Yeah, I guess it also it depends on how long because you don't want to. If someone's in jail for 2 years, you don't want to give them a vasectomy, right?
Plus, like, isn't this like Bane's backstory? Yeah. Like, isn't this how Bane?
I think you said Dane. It's like Dane Cook.
Forced sterilizations of black people are pretty frowned upon at this point in time, so you can't really do that.
Yeah, you can't really go like. Guys, prison, he wants to be in lady jail.
There's
though.
A weird historical precedent for why you can't be doing that.
My parents went to Disney World. They wore red shorts.
Well, if they gave the option, if they gave her the option, like, hey, we could put you in lady jail, but we obviously know you're going to be the MVP of lady jail with that hog.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're either going to male jail, you're going to boy jail, or we have to give you a vasectomy, which will reverse when you come out of lady jail.
So just a little bit more information. So she was originally sentenced to 30 years. It was when she was 16 when she went into jail. Mm-hmm. She started out as a boy and transitioned into a woman in 2020, which was when she was transferred out of the male prison.
Oh, this is a life hack then.
It's a life hack.
I don't think the men appreciated her dick, you know? I think the men were just seeing it as a man's dick, and he was like, I got this lady's dick over here. And
she's
no
like,
one
I got this pussy.
It.
And they're like, that's not a pussy, bro.
Yeah, he's like, this is a lady's penis you could all suck on, and it's not gay, and they didn't appreciate it, you know?
This is wokeness going... This is wokeness showing how... Just eating itself. This is showing how wrong it is. It doesn't make any sense. This is why men who dress as women should just use a fucking men's room, and a woman should use a woman's room.
Wow.
Because this is how I feel, because you go,
I like how you mapped it out for us.
Yes, this is the woman's room and this is the men's room.
Yeah.
No, that's a coffee cup. That's where he thinks trans people should go to the bathroom.
There's a lot of debate. Like a man who's a woman goes into a dressing room or a gym and shows, you know, he takes out his dick and there's like little kids there. There was like that whole story, right? And it's like it's a really hard situation. We're going, do we let these people have their way and call them women and put them here and do this? But it just shows like, okay, you put this guy in a woman's prison, and it's not going to work out because he's impregnating the other, you know.
Where do the babies? Do they just go right into foster care?
It's double Bane.
Yeah, it's just, you just have more Banes.
Yeah, just dude. I think we should.
I was born in trans darkness.
Yeah, the world could use more babies.
Or just make a tranny prison, like a trans prison for trans people.
That is a show.
That'd be amazing.
Dude.
I'm not, you know, against like trans Carnival. People, but just put, give them their own show then. I mean, give them their own prison.
With a show.
With a show.
With the show.
With a show.
But I mean, this guy was like leaving the men's prison going, oh shit, I'm going to be getting this fucking pussy, you motherfuckers. And then he came back like 2 months later because he got two women pregnant. And they're like, oh, yeah,
it
shit. Was,
it's like, yeah, you did hit the jackpot here.
Yeah.
Let's say this is a scam and you're just going to ladies' prison because you're stuck in jail forever and you've just scammed and changed your gender. Pull out, dude.
Yeah, pull out, dude.
Like, if that is...
Darling, pull out, darling.
Sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
Yeah. Sweetheart.
M'lady.
Pull your pussy out of that other lady's pussy.
By the way, the facility that she was at prior to being moved to the male jail, it said it's an 800 inmate facility that began housing transgender women. So there were other transgender women in there, including those that
in the male facility.
No, in the lady jail. Yeah, in the other one that she was at, and she said that including those that have yet to undergo gender reassignment surgery, and so there's 27 trans prisoners in that facility.
So this person has like a coming inside of a people problem. If other trans people are in there and
they have a breeder fetish,
people pregnant, yeah.
It's Elon Musk.
All right, it's Elon Musk.
Elon.
Well, we learned a lot today. I think it's been a great day. I want to thank our guests.
Yeah, rest in peace to all the people we saw die on this episode.
It's been a harrowing day here on the Real Ass Podcast. Thank
We're
going
to go get breakfast now.
Thank you to our guests, Scott Chaplin, Anthony Zenhauser, Chris Sega. Thank you to the ladies in the booth. Lewis, have a great weekend in Nashville. Love you, pal. And we'll see you on Monday on the Real Ass Podcast.
That's all, folks.